Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Iran vows divine vengeance on Saudi Arabia for its execution of Shiite cleric. Iran's supreme leader said today that Saudi Arabia will face divine vengeance for its execution of Sheikh Namer al-Namer, a prominent Shiite cleric of Saudi Arabia's ruling royal family. Iranian state television quoted Ayatollah Ali Khamenei as saying, "The unjustly spilled blood of this oppressed martyr will no doubt soon show its effect, and divine vengeance will befall Saudi politicians." Angry Iranian protesters stormed the Saudi embassy in Tehran and a consulate in Mashhad, smashing furniture and setting fires at the embassy in the Iranian capital before being ejected by police. At least 40 protesters were arrested. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani called the attacks on the diplomatic missions totally unjustifiable, even as he denounced Riyadh's execution of the 56-year-old Shiite cleric. In India, Shiite Muslims marched through Srinagar, voicing their opposition to the numerous executions, especially the killing of Namer. Sayed Mujahid was among the protesters in Srinagar.
"We are protesting for the martyrdom of the Ayatollah Sheikh Bakr Namer in Saudi Arabia, along with 42 Mu'minin who are executed today. So we condemn this execution with strong words."
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said he was deeply dismayed by the execution of Namer and the 46 other people and called for calm and restraint. The U.S. warned that Namer's death would only add to strife between religious sects in the region. This is VOA News.